Topic number two.
Detroit again shows itself to be the poster child of how not to run a school district. Its newest stopgap measure will increase high school class sizes to 60 and close half of the district's schools. Are these really the only options?
What's going on there, Liam?
I mean, I have no idea. I read about this, and doesn't this just seem to you as if, this is just going to make fewer people want to have anything to do with Detroit public schools?
Well, it also makes me wonder if this is for real, right? I mean, really, yeah. 60 classes of 60? It sounds like the old Washington Monument strategy.
Right.
You know, the National Park Service says, well, if you cut our budget, we're going to have to shut down the Washington Monument. And then they get their money. The question is, you know, why has Detroit not been more successful in getting concessions from its teachers union? Understand that they've been, you know, holding fast to their current contract, not wanting to give back on pay, on benefits, and those sorts of things. And meanwhile, we're going to pass it along to kids to have classes of 60. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you know, as Chris Irvine here has pointed out, from his days teaching in Michigan and having friends working in the Detroit schools, you know, they have the attendance rates are so low in a lot of these high schools that you may have 60 kids on the books. And actually only maybe 30 kids on any given day. And so perhaps might not be as outrageous as
it's just, it's just a good way to put a positive spin on
that's right.
Right. But this might be an opportunity for Detroit to try to, you know, maybe experiment with some other sorts of things, right? So maybe some different choice alternatives for these kids, right? Instead of having classrooms of 60, maybe they just sort of expand sort of the opportunity where Detroit public school kids can sort of not be stuck in Detroit public schools.
Liam, is it ever okay for us to just say, you know what, and something like this, it's hopeless?
Yeah, well, this is, I didn't want to say this, but I mean, really, I mean, Detroit, gosh, hopeless, right?
Or close to it. I mean,
what is going on?
I mean, anybody who can is getting out of the city, right?
Oh, yeah, they're making commercials with Eminem. I mean, it's a last, they've just, there's nothing left, you know?
That's pretty desperate right there.
It was rough. But I mean, seriously, with this, it just doesn't seem like this system is viable.
Right.
You know, I mean, the city as a whole isn't. I don't know. I mean, I just, that's why this story sort of just, it doesn't strike me one way or another as being.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, let Detroit Public Schools go bankrupt. It can't get worse than this. Okay.